Big shakeup at Blue Smart parent Gensol. Zepto gets a $100 million boost ahead of IPO. LTIMindtree inks $450 million AI mega deal. India's anti-drone army gets battle ready.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. So before we get into our top stories, let's hear some breaking news that is just coming in. First up, there seems to be a major shakeup at Gensol Engineering, the parent company of Blue Smart. So Anmol Singh Jaggi has resigned as managing director of the company. Now, if you all remember, this comes amid a crisis that's been brewing for a while. Just to give you all some context, Gensol has been under pressure following concerns about project delays and government lapses that rattled investor confidence throughout the month. Now, the company, known for its solar and EV ventures, had also faced scrutiny over delayed disclosures. Now, the recent development is that the Corporate Affairs Ministry ordered a probe into the affairs of crisis-hit Gensol Engineering and Blue Smart Mobility for alleged violations of the company's law. Now, let's wait and watch what more developments come in. Next up, there's a very important development coming in from Paytm. So, Alibaba Group firm Antfin is offloading nearly 4% stake in Paytm through block deals worth around 2,200 crores. Now, this continues the Antfin's gradual exit from the Indian fintech major. Remember, they've already reduced their shareholding significantly in the recent quarters. Just some numbers here. As of March quarter, Antfin held around 9.85% stake in 197 Communications, which is the parent company of Paytm. Now, let's dive into our top stories. It looks like Zepto's fundraising streak is far from slowing down. The quick commerce startup has just snagged $100 million from Motilal Oswal and Ramdeo Agarwal as the founders of Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Now, here's the kicker. It's their personal money. That's right. Both are picking up around $50 million worth of shares each. Now, they are buying from Zepto's early foreign investors like Rocket Internet and Lanchi Groom. Now, this isn't just about returns, it's strategic as well. The goal here, well, it's to boost domestic ownership ahead of Zepto's much-anticipated IPO. But that's not all. In fact, a $250 million round is also on the cards. This one's being led by Motilal Oswal, the firm this time, pulling in capital from its HNI clients. Edelweiss and Hero FinCorp are also expected to chip in. Now, just to understand the strategy behind and why this rush for Indian ownership, you ask, well, if Zepto can be classified as Indian owned, it can adopt an inventory-led model. Now, this model gives better cash flows to companies, but this isn't universally loved move. In fact, Zepto's rival Blinkit isn't fine with it and Swiggy isn't too convinced. Well, all of it boils down to Zepto's IPO, so let's wait and watch what more comes in for Zepto. Well, on to our next story. So drone warfare isn't science fiction anymore. It's real and happening. In fact, amid rising tensions on the India-Pakistan border, Paras Anti-Drone Technology says it's ramping up efforts to equip every soldier and facility with counter-drone systems. So the company's CEO, Ashutosh Baheti, told Money Control that their systems, from soldier-mounted to large stationary setups, are already being deployed daily, even in the past few days. Now, the company is a subsidiary of Paras Defense and Space Technologies, recently entered a joint venture with Israel's Heaven Drones. It also backed around 142 crores of deal from DRDO to build a high-powered anti-drone laser system. Now, they are working on both soft kill methods like jamming and spoofing and hard kill options that physically destroy drones using kinetic force. Now, the bottom line here is India is building a layered drone defense and one soldier and one sensor at a time. Moving on to the IT world, LTIMindtree just bagged its biggest AI deal ever, worth around $450 million over 7 years. And the client is a global agribusiness major. procedure. Now, just to give you all some details of the deal, LTI Mindtree will design an AI-powered operating model covering everything from application management to cybersecurity with macro uncertainty clouding IT exports. Well, this is definitely a major win. Now, to ride the AI wave, LTI Mindtree launched a dedicated AI services group back in March. We also spoke about it in our podcast. It's being led by Nachiket Deshpande, the former COO, who many thought could have been the CEO. Now, the AI unit's going full stack, offering everything from AI advisory to engineering and even outcome-based platforms. So, yes, while some IT firms are still testing the waters, looks like LTI Mindtree seems to be diving right in. All right, let's end with some good news in the EV space. Aether Energy, which just went inside the public market, has trimmed its losses in the March quarter of FY25 to rupees 234 crores. Now, thanks to strong demand coming in for its family scooter, the Rista, that's an improvement from rupees 283 crore in the same quarter last year. The revenue has also gone up by around 29%, touching around 676 crore rupees. Now, EBITDA losses also narrowed significantly, and Aether's IPO worth nearly 3,000 crore was subscribed 1.43 times. Again, many thanks to strong QIB and retail investor interest. Now, that said, if you all remember, it listed with just 2% gains, a bit muted, but still notable, especially since this was the first mainboard IPO of FY26. So, Aether is also now the second EV two-wheeler company to go public after Ola Electric. Again, if we have to compare, Ola Electric reported a net loss of around 563 crore for the third quarter of FY25. Now, third quarter is what is available as of now, and its revenue is, dropped 19.36%. To 1,045 crores. Yet, Ola still is among the top three EV makers in terms of market share, as TVS is on the top, followed by Ola and Bajaj. Alright, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thanks a lot, listeners. Again, tune into Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.